Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the Steel Strips Wheels Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Smit Shah from ICICI Securities for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I would like to welcome you all to Q1 FY27 earnings call of Steel Strips Wheels Limited. Today, we have with us Mr. Dheeraj Garg, Managing Director, Mr. Rahul Kumar, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Aditya Dixit, Executive Director, International Marketing and Operations, and Mr. Pranav Jain, Vice President, Finance. We will start the call with brief opening remarks from the management team about the quarter gone by, and then we'll proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Dheeraj sir.
Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well, and I hope that everyone has had an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which we have uploaded on the stock exchange and on our company website. I'm pleased to share that we have delivered another healthy quarter, reflecting the strength of our diversified business model, continued focus on premium products, and improving operating efficiencies. Despite the war in West Asia and the volatility in commodity prices, especially, our business has continued to demonstrate resilience across key segments. Now, coming to the quarterly performance for Q1 FY27, the company reported a revenue of 1,509 crores. This is a growth of about 27% year-on-year. The quarter witnessed healthy momentum across alloy wheels, tractor wheels, commercial vehicle segments, supported by improved domestic demand. Standalone EBITDA with other income for the quarter increased by 32% YOY and stood at rupees 165 crores and 17 lakhs. EBITDA per wheel for current quarter stands at 314 rupees per wheel as compared to 262 rupees per wheel in the quarter one FY26. Margin percentages expanded during the quarter by 40 basis points, driven by input increases received from OEMs other than raw material, operating leverage, a favorable product mix, and an increasing share of premium products, and continued cost optimization initiatives across manufacturing facilities. The profit after tax grew 43% YOY to rupees 71.51 crores, with PAT margin improving to 4.7%. This performance reflects the combined benefits of robust revenue growth, margin expansion, and operating leverage. Our alloy wheel business, which contributes 35%, continues to remain one of the strongest growth drivers of the company. The increasing penetration of alloy wheels across passenger vehicles, coupled with a leadership position in the domestic market, enabled us to further strengthen this business. Our aluminum knuckle business is progressing in line with our expectations. Capacity expansion at our Bhuj facility is progressing as planned, and we remain focused on increasing customer approvals and commercial supplies. We believe this business will become an important growth engine over the medium term as lightweight aluminum components gain wider adoption across both ICE and electric vehicles. The tractor segment continued to perform well during this quarter, supported by robust rural recovery, the shift toward higher horsepower mechanization, increase in healthy rural cash flows, and stable replacement demand. This remains one of our highest value-added businesses and continues to contribute positively toward our overall profitability. The commercial vehicle segment also witnessed gradual improvement, supported by replacement demand, infrastructure-led investments, and improving freight movement. While industry demand continues to remain uneven across certain categories, we remain optimistic about the medium-term outlook, supported by increased government spending and improving economic activity. Over the last 2 years, we have consciously diversified our export portfolio by expanding our presence across Europe, Latin America, and other international markets, thereby reducing our dependence on one single geography. This strategy has shown clear green shoots for the exports market. Demand for the exports has started showing recovery, yielding to positive results and improved business momentum. We continue to witness healthy traction from both existing and newly nominated customers. The normalization of global trade conditions, along with increasing customer confidence in India as a reliable sourcing destination, continues to create new opportunities for us. We remain confident of further improving our export performance over the coming quarters through higher volumes, better customer mix, and continued geographical diversification. The manpower challenges experienced during the previous year have now been fully resolved, enabling smoother production planning and better execution. Higher utilization across all our plants continues to improve operating leverage and supports margin expansion. Now, as already conveyed, we are setting up two manufacturing facilities in Bhuj. The first is an aluminum wheel plant with an annual capacity of 1.2 million wheels, while the second is an aluminum knuckle facility with an annual capacity of 1.1 million units. We will be at about 6.2 million wheels in the aluminum segment, and trial production is expected to commence in the fourth quarter of this current financial year. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about our outlook for FY27, targeting a top-line growth of 20% plus. We remain focused on enhancing profitability by increasing our EBITDA per wheel from around 262 rupees in the previous financial year to more than 310 through this financial year. Improved utilization of capacity and growth in the exports market are reliable reasons why we say so. Our focus will continue to remain on operational excellence, expanding our premium product portfolio, improving exports, enhancing customer relationships, and also investing in AI, thereby delivering us higher productivity gains in labor and delivering overall long-term value for all stakeholders. With that, I would like to thank all our employees, customers, suppliers, shareholders, and business partners for their continued trust and support. Now we are open for your questions and answers. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Aditya Ketan from SMIFS Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. So my first question is on to the EBITDA per wheel. So when we look at this quarter, it is at 309 rupees versus our stated guidance for FY27 of 300 rupees per wheel. Any ideas are like... So should we like assume that for the next three quarters it will gradually reduce, or are we upping our guidance on EBITDA per wheel? Consequently, on EBITDA number which you have stated, that looks fine, like some 650 crore guidance which we have stated, that should be met. But on EBITDA per wheel, how should we look at going ahead?
So if you recall my conversations since the last 2 years, I've been harping on the issue of getting input price increases from customers. So this is a culmination of all that effort. We got some increases last year, but now we got almost all our increases and still more to come. So that itself has it added more than 1% on the margins. And that kind of explains the jump from 282 to 314 now. So going ahead, I think, I don't want to jump the gun and say that we will do 325 or 350. But all I can say is that it will be, this should be a benchmark in our minds, and perhaps after the second quarter we can review where we are headed. But I can say that we have an upside bias on this 314 number. But let's see how the product mix stands out, what happens in the West Asia, what happens with commodity prices. There's a lot of things to, but we are very optimistic about this current quarter that's ongoing right now.
Got it. Okay. Sir, on to the export side, we still see a dip on YOY basis. I believe that now all the tariff related uncertainty is behind. So this quarter, so generally, so there shouldn't be any sort of a tariff component. So what explains that this dip from 160 crore last quarter to 127 crore this quarter?
I think it's a question of, let me hold on one second. I'll tell you. No, so I think you're comparing the YOY number, right?
Yes, YOY, correct.
I think after that, the Trump tariffs took place, and there was a lot of bickering with India over tariffs. So we were sort of at a awkward position against Vietnam and Thailand for extended periods of time, which led to decline in exports. And so now with the tariffs coming down to 10%, and now we feel that it's a level playing field for everyone. So that's why you will see that in the month of June, we have shown a 7% increase in exports. So after a long 2 years, I think this is the first time we have shown an increase in exports. And that is the reason why in my speech I'm highlighting that, you know, the uncertainties regarding tariff have stabilized or, fully gone away, but they have stabilized as a level playing field for everyone. That's what I mean by that. And so you will see increase in exports now. And also, we've also mentioned about the diversification of exports. I think on this exports question, I'm sure other people would also like to ask a question. So I'll let Aditya speak about the exports. Aditya, go ahead.
Yeah. So, yes, on a year-over-year basis, as Mr. Garg just now explained, that is the reason why we see a dip on year-over-year basis. But if you compare what has happened in the last quarter and where we are, talking about this quarter, Q1, so you will see there is a recovery of almost 37%. And that is where we are coming from that, yes, we do see that the impact of the tariffs are going away. Now that we are at a level playing field with our competition, which is in Southeast Asia. So we expect that the remaining three quarters of this financial year, we don't see the headwinds coming back on the tariff side. And at the same time, we expect a ramp up of all our OEM awarded businesses to happen in these three quarters, and which are not in the US, but they are in the other geographies of the world. So we do not have, that ambiguity of whether the tariffs are going to impact that ramp up of these OEM programs. So I think we are very well on track in terms of our overall annual number, which we have set a target of around 600 crores. We are on the right track.
Got it, sir. Got it. Sir, onto the Knuckles business, when we look this quarter, some 23 crore of a top line. Looks similar, sir, when we compare it with your Q3 numbers. Although I know on quarter basis, there is a good jump. And sir, onto the customer side also, like there has been no meaningful ramp up. Like we are working with two customers for over the last 1 year. Any sort of a meaningful uptick we can see, sir, in 27-28, we can quantify them.
Yeah, I think it's a great question you've asked. I'm glad you did do that. So, you know, we started off this business with Mahindra, and that was meant for the electric vehicle program. But since then, you've seen the ups and downs in the EV market, so you can understand what I'm talking about. But since then, we have acquired another customer, and within these two customers that I talked about earlier, we have got new businesses awarded now. So much so that now we are absolutely running at the moment as we speak at 100% utilization. And our expansion in Bhuj has become extremely important and necessary. And it's the perfect timing for us because our order book is almost completely sold out. So whatever I'm planning to produce in Bhuj, that's been sold out. So you will see great, great numbers coming from the aluminum side, knuckle side. Thank you for asking this question.
Got it. Sir, just one last question. Onto the CAPEX program, sir, like, I know, like, we have an ambitious CAPEX program for expanding in capacities, alloy wheels and steel wheels. If you can, I see, sir, number of 200 crore CAPEX incurred in FY26. How should we see, sir, like, what was the total CAPEX program, if you can highlight, and how much has been completed, and breakup, sir, if you can provide, like, business-wise, knuckles-wise, and alloy wheels-wise, that would be helpful. Thank you.
I think you can go ahead. The total CAPEX which we are planning in the current year is from the Bhuj plant, where we are expanding our alloy wheel capacity by 1.2 million and knuckle capacity by 0.6 million. And the total CAPEX in both these are around 420 CR. And as agreed, we are also doing some replacement and other plant capex of around 80 crore. So total capex is around 500 crore. And so now, in addition to that, we are, as I mentioned to you in my last call, that we are working on expanding our agriculture wheel capacity. So in line to that, we are going to spend about 150 crore to set up this line. And it's a brownfield expansion. It's not a greenfield expansion. And so we reckon that this would also come in partially this year and partially the next year. So in all, as Pranav said, 420 crores for these two plus 80 crores for the brownfield, 500. So let's say 600 or plus minus, you could sort of benchmark this as a capex for this year.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Nishita Shaklesha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just if you could, your voice was actually not that audible. You said that they are doing a brownfield expansion. What is that expansion for? Like, what product is it for?
Yeah. So it is making agriculture wheels. So the thing is,
agricultural wheels.
Agriculture wheels, but also it will be a fungible line to make car wheels, passenger car wheels. So in a way, it's an augmentation of both our mother plant in Chandigarh, near Chandigarh, and this is an augmentation of about up to 2 million wheels, both put together, small as well as agriculture. So this expansion, because we see a tremendous traction for steel wheels also in India, and I would like to talk about that also, in fact. So if investors here, probably a few of us will recall that I had always mentioned that the steel wheel business is a declining business and it's being taken over by aluminum. But now we see not only is aluminum growing, but also steel has started to grow. And this has happened right after the GST cuts in India. And I think this trend is going to continue because the industry is absolutely sold out of capacity. I mean, all the 15, 20 years of problems this PASCA steel industry had have come to an end. We started a new chapter. I've already spoken about 2 years ago that we are getting input price increases. But on top of input price increases, now we are talking about increase in volumes. And increase in volumes means that we need to expand capacity, and we are expanding capacity in the agriculture space where there is generic growth every year because simply because of the mechanization necessary in the country as well as the number of people that need to be fed. So it's a hedge bet, but we are very optimistic that the steel pack card business is also going to grow more than 5%, and that is great for us because we also have a lot of export business now. So we are actually short of capacity. If you really ask me, all my business units are running at more than 95% utilization. I mentioned this last time also, and that's the reason why we have operating efficiencies also. So, and this has happened after maybe 30, 40 years. It has never happened with us. And I've been saying this since last year, except for the first quarter last year, which was a demise because of the truck wheel business. But now we feel that everything is very steady and it's growing very smartly.
Right. So with this brownfield expansion, our steel capacity will go up to 29 million, right?
Well, it's 24 million, so I think that'll go up to 26 million.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And when will we commercialize this?
I think we are very optimistic to commercialize it before the end of this calendar year. Definitely. I think you will see the results of this in the fourth quarter, for sure, in this year. Because there is demand. There is huge demand that the industry is projecting and experiencing as we speak right now. It's a good situation to be in.
Okay, understood. And you mentioned that our new capacity of aluminum wheel, that is also completely sold out. So what are our further CapEx plans? Because if that is also completely sold out, we'll need to do further expansion, right?
Yes. So we have many ideas on that, very many things on the drawing board, nothing firm. But obviously, we will see next 3 months, 6 months, how our export profile looks. If the export profile looks the way it's looking, then for sure we will be looking at expanding further on in aluminium, further on in knuckles. So these are the growth areas where we strongly dominate the market. So we want to have a market in the export segment to grow for us and make it as substantially bigger than the domestic market in the long run. So the next 10 years, we want to sell more wheels in the export market than we sell in India. So that's our strategy going forward. So we want to be a very big global player in this business, leveraging India's
okay.
manufacturing base.
Okay, understood. And my next question is, like in the earlier call, you mentioned that in FY27, we can do a top line of around 6,500 crores. So that makes our top line growth at around 25%. So are we confident on achieving that?
Yeah, I think you can see the current run rate also. And so we are at 1,509, that's about 6,000 crore run rate. But there will be growth in this quarter, on quarter. And then, of course, when our expansion happens and we are able to fully utilize our aluminum plant like we are doing right now, you will see very different set of numbers. In fact, you will start seeing different set of numbers for the month of July itself. That will give you an idea as to where we are headed.
Okay, understood. And
Nishita, I would request you to please join back the queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time and fairness to others, we request you to restrict to two questions per participant. We take the next question from the line of Aditya Jhawar from AK Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Great set of numbers, team. I have one question. When I see the borrowings and interest cost, can you just help me how much percentage it is?
Yeah, the total borrowing, as we conveyed in last year, it's around the same number. That is, total long-term and short-term borrowings are around 826 crore in FY 2026. And the interest cost on that borrowing is ranging between 8% to 9%.
Then why in our P&L it is a little higher, I mean, 120-130?
As I already told in last quarter or maybe last to last quarter, that there are some factoring limits which we have taken. And so when the demand needed and when the funds are required, we use that factoring limits. And that's are in the range of 400-500 crore. These are the factoring limits.
Okay.
And you would have noticed that raw material prices in aluminum jumped up by more than 150 crore. There was an excess pressure of 150 crore just from the increase in commodity prices, which, of course, we have passed on to the customer, but it takes time for the money to arrive from the customer to us.
Understood.
So we've run a very tight ship on very extreme high aluminum prices.
Understood. Okay. And actually, last question I have is, how much of the revenues are we thinking for this year from alloy business, percentage of revenue from overall?
So if you assume 6,500 crore as a top line and you assume 35% as a benchmark or 37%, I think something like that it should show up.
Okay. And this, among all the businesses, we have more EBITDA per in the alloy business, right? That's how.
That's why the absolute EBITDA per wheel is increasing. So the more I sell aluminum wheels, the more I sell truck wheels, the more I sell tractor wheels, the more I export, you will see increase in EBITDA. Even now, as I have been saying for last 2 years, that we are getting input price increases, and we've gotten them. So we've got increases of 1% to 5%. So, and some of them are yet to flow. So I think you will see a very healthy set of things happening from the margin expansion side as well as volume side.
And when you talk about alloy, tractor, and this, how much percentage of revenue comes from the, I mean, when you categorize as premium, so how much percentage is that? I understand 30 is alloy, but rest all, if you
Right. 35% is alloy, knuckles, 37%, and then truck and tractor. One second, I'll give you the number.
Truck and tractor is around 34%.
So 34% is truck and tractor. So it's a pretty good state of affairs.
Okay. So overall, 35% is value-added for now?
Overall, 70% would be value-added.
Okay, 70%. Great. And also one suggestion, I mean, if you can lighten the balance sheet by doing some equity, I mean, that would be helpful for the minority shareholder. So that's all from my side.
Okay, brother.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if you could help me understand our steel wheel EBITDA per wheel, what it is today and what it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and how has this industry consolidation and price hikes helped us?
I think you asked a great question. I don't have the data right now with me to tell you how much comes from steel. But next time, I will prepare this statement for you. Please remember to ask me that. I will give you the breakup of aluminum, steel, etc., as much as I can give you. Yeah, because these are obviously secrets or proprietary information. I can't divulge. But I will give you some ideas to how this works. I will relativize the margins for you.
I'll do that, sir. One question. So are we the lowest cost steel and alloy wheel producer in India and globally currently? Is that a fair understanding?
That'll be a great assertion, and I believe that it's about 80 to 90% true. I don't know what the costs in China are, because a lot of Chinese companies have subsidies. But if you look at ex-China, then by hands down, we are the lowest cost producer.
Got it. And sir, just a final question from mind. Sir, if I look at our business going forward, sir, so how should we look at our new product addition with the, and how much of the bridge land is currently unutilized that we can utilize? So would we like to stay in the steel and alloy aluminium segment where similar to wheels, we'll be adding more products like knuckles going forward, or we'll focus on wheels and knuckles only right now?
I think I've answered this question earlier too. You know, we are looking at other product ideas, and one of them is hot stamping. At the moment, we are discussing setting up hot stamping projects for our OEM relationships that we have very strong relationships with. And that, as we speak, is ongoing. But we're also continuously looking at other ideas, you know. Like right now, there's a very good feel-good factor in the auto industry, and more technology is coming into India. So we are evaluating many things. But to put a substantial name, I would say then hot stamping is one thing. And of course, we are going to expand our aluminum and knuckle capacity, as you already know. And even further on from there on, our target is to become a very dominant player of aluminum wheels in the world. And the way we are going, if we achieve that, you guys will be very happy, and I will be very happy.
Yes, sir. Sir, and are we being conservative? Because on a 6,500 crore revenue, we are expecting around 650 crore EBITDA. So is this because of higher raw material? So the higher cost of raw material, because of that, this number might look compressed. Is that understanding correct?
Absolutely correct, and you should always look at the EBITDA per wheel, because that's the cleanest way to look at the whole thing. Otherwise, we will be in circles.
Got it, sir. So that was from me. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Hitendra Pradhan from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just to confirm, we didn't disclose the EBITDA per wheel or the EBITDA relation for the annual, right? I mean...
sorry, what are you saying? EBITDA per wheel for what?
For the steel wheel versus the alloy wheel. We didn't disclose that split, right?
Oh, no, we'll talk about it next in the next call. I will try to give you some information. I cannot give you exact numbers, but I can relativize the differences, and you know, you can understand from that how it works.
Yeah, okay, sir. Because that will be helpful, sir. Because there are two things happening here. I mean, if I look at the alloy wheel percentage contribution to the revenue, that that has remained you know, somewhat same. I mean, in the 35% range. So is that I mean, because the adoption is kind of slower in the market, because if I see our like steel wheel market share is you know, very high. I mean, it is 40% to 50% depending on different segment, and that means we are somewhat of a market leader here. So I mean, the adoption is slow, hence the alloy wheel like adoption, like, you know, the contribution is not increasing. I mean, does that explain the EBITDA margin not improving, or is it more due to the steel and aluminum prices, you know, raw material inflation that is happening, and you know, we are not able to pass it on to the clients? I mean, if we have the numbers, you know, that would be for us, it would be easier to understand that.
Right now, I don't have the numbers, but all I can tell you is that margin in every segment of the business is improving. Okay, so it's steel wheel business.
But with the revenue growth that we are achieving.
Talking about per wheel EBITDA, I'm talking about steel.
Yeah, yeah.
Per wheel EBITDA has not gone up just because of aluminum wheels. As I've told you in my speech in the beginning, that we have got input increases, and that is reflecting in the EBITDA per wheel. In the last meeting also I mentioned this, that we will reach 300 rupees just from the input increases. And that's exactly what has happened. It has exceeded my expectations, but because we've got better increases, I was being conservative then. And I'm telling you, more increases will come from input. So don't say this, that steel wheel business is a laggard and aluminum business is not getting adopted as much. So I don't understand this logic.
No, no, I'm trying to understand the EBITDA margin expenses, sir. Like, you know, what is
so
your...
It is expanding at every segment. Every segment. Every segment is contributing to the expansion.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Yash Durrani from Code Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Great set of numbers. So just wanted to ask one question. So we are focusing towards the alloy wheels. Imports have been rising too. Other players have also been increasing their capacity. So what gives us the confidence that alloy wheel margins will hold and may not become commoditized like steel, say, going in the future? And also, are we winning our alloy wheel orders and our market share, say, on price or capability? Just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
A brilliant question. Congratulations for that. So the thing is that there are only two serious players in the market that are dominating the business. I'm talking about aluminum wheel. You can figure out who the other guy is. So the thing is that, yes, prices have gone down, but we, being a technically superior aluminum-producing company, we get a premium in some cases. Not in all cases, in a few cases, let's put it this way, a few cases. But the reason why we are confident on our margins to expand is because we have chosen different geographies to sell our wheels. We are no longer dependent on the Indian market. And I've sort of mentioned this before obliquely in the last 1 year, but this is coming true, and Aditya just pointed it out in his speech, that he's got new geographies, and he's focusing on them, and as they materialize, more will materialize, and that goes into our strategy of being the dominant player in the world. So
Understood.
that is how we are focused on it. So don't worry about margins. Yes, the domestic margins are crashing, and but we are not taking, our competitors are taking businesses that below cost margins. So let them be. So it sort of shows, it will show them how painful it is to burn cash. We are not in the cash burning business at all.
Understood, sir. Also, just one more thing. For aluminum and steel prices, what is the contractual pass-through lag that we, say, give to the end consumers, and by how many months are the price hikes generally delayed?
So aluminum is done on a quarterly basis, but because of the West Asia crisis, we've gone on a monthly settlement. So for us, it's an absolute pass-through. We don't lose nothing in this. Earlier, had we worked under the previous regime, we would have lost millions of crores. I mean, we would have lost a lot of crores in this. But we stuck our foot down. We got, and the whole industry, acted cohesively. And now we get reimbursed within a month. So 30-day lag, but we are covered with that story now, because that's not how much lag we get from our suppliers also. So we are back-to-back neutral on aluminum. Yes, the prices have increased tremendously, but now they've come down also. So it's a topsy-turvy market, but we are fully insulated on both the downside and the upside.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, Dhar Sahib, and thank you for the opening remarks and the explanation. With the type of transformation that we are anticipating, the volume increase, how should the EBITDA margin trajectory be shaping up going ahead? And sir, at its peak utilization level, what would be the contribution from the aluminum knuckle vertical to the top line of the company?
Okay. I think on the margin expansion, I've already spoken about it. When the utilization increases, the margins increase. And also because we got input increases. So, and I've given in my speech also a reference of at least 315 rupees going forward. So I think we should not, jump our gun or, be very aggressive in this. Next quarter, I'll come and talk again. Let's see how this quarter pans out. We are experiencing a better utilization than the previous quarter, better sales traction. Let's see how the margin expansion occurs from this. And also, a few input increases are yet to be settled. So I'm very positive. All I can say, rather than giving you numbers, a hard-on number, I'm telling you that we are going to see a better set of numbers. I don't want to guide the market any more than what I've guided right now.
Your point is well taken, sir, because we have remained stuck in this 10.2 to 10.7, or at a peak of 11% in terms of EBITDA margin. And so with the type of product profile change and the higher contribution from the alloy wheel segment and then aluminum knuckle contribution, can we look forward for the bracket to move up? And again, on the PAT margins also, in similar to what the EBITDA margin trajectory has been, we have remained in the sub 5% for a longer bit of time. So that was my question, that whether these improvements will stick the trajectory to 6% level on a conservative basis also going ahead. And my question to the aluminium nickel revenue is still pending.
Yeah, right. I think we'll just work this out. One second. How much is it? I think we projected about 110. It should be a little bit more than 110, about 125, 130. So that's I would put it in a ballpark 110 to 130 crores, which is substantially more than last year. Last year, it's almost doubling from last year. It's doubling from last year. And so what were the margin PAT of 6%? You know, these are numbers that I have not worked upon. You know, I frankly think this is something the financial analysts can do better than me. But all I can tell you, increased volume, increased margins means that we will head toward that kind of number. And please don't count EBITDA percentages, because raw material prices are so volatile that just skew our thinking. You know, okay, 11% looks good than 10.7, but at 10.7 I may be making more money if the raw material prices are higher. So on an absolute, I declare my numbers, so, and I declare a per EBITDA number, so you can assume what kind of overall EBITDA and in the end PAT will come.
Just a small point to add, sir. We spoke about some duty advantages or some cases for the Vietnam geography, which were coming to an end, and then the advantage, they losing the advantage. What is the update on the same?
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Aditya?
Yes.
Aditya, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, so, you know, as we speak, there is no differential advantage that Vietnam or Thailand has today as of compared to India. And so we are at a level playing field, absolutely. And I think if the field remains this way, then of course, since we have the cost advantage, we will be able to, you know, maintain our current share of business in the market that we compete.
Okay, and my last point will be on the participation of the Chinese players. Correct me here. I think so. Arrays are the one who are helping us and facilitating the setup of the plant at Bhuj. And sir, you have also mentioned that this will be a very unique plant catering to a specific product profile, and it will be a global facing entity. So if you could just give us some color of how this major player Array is helping us out, and what exactly are we eyeing in showcasing this facility going ahead.
So shall I address that?
Aditya, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, I may not divulge the greater details, but all I can tell you is that there is going to be a kind of technical support, and this plant in Bhuj is predominantly coming in for market outside India to be catered, and more so on the aftermarket side. Some capacity of that plant will also be utilized for the OEM markets, but yes, since the aftermarket wheels call for different kind of capabilities, that is where Arrays is going to support us.
Okay, sir. And lastly, on the aluminium metal business, sir, what is the total market size addressable domestically and also on the export segment? And what is our vision in this segment? This is a new product introduction we have done over the past few years. So if you could just give us from 6.2, which we will hit for this financial year, what would be the next trajectory, or how should this vertical be, say, 2 years or 3 years down the line contributing, and the EBITDA margin percentage also, sir, if you could just throw some light.
I think on the export side, Aditya, could you just enlighten them as to what we are looking at?
Yeah, so, yes, so this product per se, we are, I would say, in discussions with all the OEMs where we cater the wheels as product today. And it will be a gradual, growth as far as knuckles entering into the export segment for SSWL. But good thing is that since these OEMs know our capability based on our service for the aluminum wheels, we will get traction in the next 12 to 18 months. That is what my viewpoint is.
And also on the domestic front, you know, this is just opening up. So you will see quite a revolution in this space. I don't want to add a lot of color to it because I don't want information to sort of reach out to competition. But this is a business that we are very serious about, and it will get us, it will get a serious market share in this country also.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, I wanted to understand on the export side, you said 600 crore this year. So that is quite a good growth versus the last year where we had issues. So do we expect numbers to continue to improve going forward? And how are the domestic side you are seeing? Because in CV side, there is some... CV as well as tractor side, there is some issue in terms of growth, in terms of domestic side.
As I said, you know, it's too presumptuous to say that we will do 1,000 crores next year, but I said it in my last call also, that there is a potential, if I have capacity, right now I'm short on capacity, to sort of reach that kind of number. But as soon as my capacity is coming on stream, you will see that next year, or this financial year, last quarter, you will see a substantial increase next year. So I won't put a number to it, but I will give you a... At least we should try to do a 20% increase, if not more, in the number going forward. With regards to, you know, what were the other questions? On aluminum percentage, what was it?
Domestic side, there is some...
I think you're talking a very small blip in the truck segment, but I don't see a blip in the tractor segment, by the way. The only blip we've seen is in the truck space. That happened last month itself. So last month we could have done even better than we did. And we see a carryover of that effect, but still improvement from last month. And as soon as the monsoons end, I think the truck market is going to be very buoyant. You know, as I said, because of replacement demand, because of investments in infrastructure. And this is going to carry on. I think we are in the midst of a good structural boom in the CV market and the agriculture market. You know, what the price reduction has done in the tractor space is unbelievable. Suddenly there are so many more farmers who can afford tractors now. And this boom is not died. This will boom for the next 10, 15 years without a stop, I think. Barring some exceptional bad monsoons or something else happening. But even then, so, this is a great segment to be in. And similarly, the CV segment is at least going to have a good run for 3 to 5 years. And normally they run, bull runs are not more than this number of years. So yeah, so don't worry about this blip. It's very, very temporary. And we are making it up with exports. I mean, you'll see that in our numbers this month. So whatever we are not able to sell in the domestic market, we are sort of repurposed the line to export truck wheels. So you'll see good numbers of exports this month also.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we take the last question from the line of Khush Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I just had one question. When do we expect these new capacities to run at optimum utilization?
I think the way we are, maybe in the first quarter of next financial year, that would be very optimistic, and that's what we need to do because that's how much we have to service the customer. So there's no choice for us. We are sold out, as I mentioned to you earlier, and we have to be there at that level. You know, at least 80% in the first quarter of next financial year, we have to run both the units. Maybe more, maybe earlier. You know, knuckles for sure will be earlier.
So then again, we'll go through a capex cycle in terms of capacities.
I think you're in the gun. We will see when we sell that kind of capacity and how the market looks. You know, it's too presumptuous to say all that. Then it's a never-ending cycle. This kind of bull run, of course, has come after 30, 40 years. I've never seen such a bull run in my business. So we'll see how this goes.
Right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, boss. Thank you, all investors. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.